Balcony Radio.
I like Birdman and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cool in the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Eric and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Who's the Flying Burrito, brother?
Burritos. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry. Whoa.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Oh, yes, and always taking it to the new level and every kinds of things that we kind of we got to do here, including a new microphone installed on Anthony's end of the...
Oh, my gosh.
Anthony's end of the...
Does it sound good? Do I sound goodish?
You sound really good, dude. Let me just adjust your levels, make sure you're not overdriven here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is something we should have done before the show.
Oh, well.
And here we go. Radio.
Radio. It sounds better. It's sounding much, much gooder. Oh, good heavens, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony made the purchase, and, well, let's just introduce. First off is Balcony Radio. My name is Scott. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. So, like Scott said, because the pandemic is life now for foreseeable future, I don't care what the easing of mandates for masks going around are. Like, we're still due for at least two or three more waves of this. I think so.
That's true.
People are so dumb and not taking this seriously. And we got to stop. But it's just, this is going to be it for at least a few more months. And so 2 years into it, I finally splurged and spent the $30 to get a microphone. And oh man, this makes the show so much better. Cause I was listening back to a couple of the ones where I'm on my iPhone calling in and it is bad.
It's bad.
the quality is bad.
Yeah. It's embarrassingly bad.
I cut it out. It's really, really bad. So I've decided to make the effort. And look, you froze on me again.
Okay, we're probably going to lose a connection here, but we'll see if we can do this.
Oh, no, they're back. Here we go.
Okay. So we're at the mercy of technology here through.
Now the only problem is video. It's not audio.
Yes. So at least Anthony isn't dropping out as much. You're not dropping out as much, and everything is sounding much clearer. Now, as long as we can keep the signal smooth and... everything happening, we'll have a really great show.
Yeah. And what is the program tonight?
Tonight,
Scott,
tonight we are dipping back way into the archives, as it were, for our oldies show. This is a great show. This is one of my favorite shows. This is our oldies show. It's called I Remember That, and we're doing episode 17, and we are doing Atomic Days of Music, 1951 to 59.
Yeah. So when I saw that the oldie show is coming up, you and I have really started making the oldie show as much as a testament to the 50s as possible, because of how like that music has totally gotten the music we're playing tonight has totally been phased out of radio. When you go to your oldie station now, you're going to hear Fleetwood Mac and stuff from the 80s and 90s, because the people that listen to oldies are a lot younger. And
I heard White Stripes. I heard White Stripes on K-Earth the other day. Yeah.
You did?
I heard the White
Stripes. Did you hear Seven Nation Army on the oldie station?
No, but it was one
of Love with a Girl.
It was one of their hits, but it was the White Stripes. Wow. That just broke my heart.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something. Okay. Wow, they're on the oldie station now. That's yeesh. So so I got the message from Scott, because I also agree, if we're going to do an oldie show, like, we should do a hardcore, like, 50s early and before the Beatles really should be the focus of our oldie show. Mm-hmm. And so I got a message from my buddy here that was basically, I don't want anything before 1960 was your message.
Basically,
I want music from people who were afraid of the atomic bomb is what Scott wanted. And I was like, all right, Cold War tunes, we can do that.
Yes, exactly. The Cold War is the focus. And it's what the kids were listening to on the radio in those days when you were just steps away from your bomb shelter.
I love the way to deal with being terrified and stop, drop, and roll is to, you know what? Let's put on some polka dot skirts and go dancing.
There you go. And do some jitterbugging out there and do some rocking and rolling.
Yeah. Do the hand jive.
The hand jive. There you go.
I almost picked this for the show, but I hate that. I just had a flashback to that song being in the movie Grease, so it got axed at the last minute.
No Willie in the hand jive.
No hand jive on the show. Nope.
Oh well.
So we're going to do some old school 1951 to 1959 music. This is the good stuff that you do not hear on the radio anymore. And we're starting with one of, I can easily say one of our favorite artists of this time. Tell us who it is, Scott.
It is Mr. Eddie Cochran, and he's going to tell you exactly what's going on here.
I'm just a-sitting in the back and just a-watching a movie. Or maybe it's a symphony. I wouldn't know. I don't care about the symphony. The symbols and the tinkering. Just sitting in the balcony on the very last row. I'll hold your hand and I'll kiss you too. But the feature's over, but we're not through. Just sitting in the balcony, holding hands in the balcony. Just a sitting in the balcony on the very last row. Stop loving to watch Bugs Bunny, but he can't take the place of my honey. Just sitting in the back, you know. Just a switching in the back, you know. Just a sitting in the back.
See you. gal, I'm cruising. Going nowhere, I'm cruising. Looking for my gal, I'm cruising for a bruising. Bad man, the third is gonna get cruising. Got to find my gal, I'm cruising. Going here and there, I'm cruising. Got to find my gal, I'm cruising for a fight. That man with her will have to not cruise. By my cat cruising, so we can be a pair cruising. Wondering where she's at, I'm cruising for my date. I hope I find it before it's way too late. Wah! Cruising, got to find my girl. Cruising. By my girl, I'm cruising for a fight. That man with her will have to not cruise. Cruising, looking for my girl, I'm cruising. Going nowhere, I'm cruising. Looking for a girl, I'm cruising for a bruising. That man with her is going to get cruising, 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 cruising.
On the train I ride, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train carried my baby home. Train, train, coming on round the bend. Train, train. Took my baby, it's gonna do it again.
Mystery
Scooter
train.
You're going to wake up the train.
Oh my goodness. It's the mystery train. Covered by so many people over the last 50 years. My goodness. How many people have done mystery train in one form or another? That's Junior Parker, the original little Junior Parker from the collection Little Junior Parker, Mr. Blues.
I still think of that as an Elvis song to me in my head. Like, I know that there are tons of versions, but the Elvis one is the one that sticks out to me because it kicks ass.
Of course. No,
it's really good.
Most of Elvis's most versions that Elvis did kicked ass, and he had the band behind him in that Memphis.
Yeah,
that
also Memphis stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So anything he touched pretty much was blistering hot, but this is like a serious down and dirty blues from Junior Parker. No, you okay?
Which Elvis did. Yeah, sorry.
That's right.
This is the problem with having a new good microphone. It picks up all your off mic coughing.
That's right. You don't have a mute button there, unfortunately.
Wait a minute. I got an off button. Use it.
Oh yeah, there's an off button.
Oh wait, can I show people that? Wait, will this work?
Oh hello? Yeah. Oh yeah, the echo works. Something for Halloween. Haha, there you go.
I know. Oh my god, this just changed the Halloween show forever.
Oh yeah.
Let me read off the opening set.
Go right ahead.
Oh my god. I'm gonna have so much fun with that. We started with Eddie Cochran doing Sitting in the Balcony, and that is a great one from a collection of his one of his 50s records called Singing to My Baby. And then we moved on to Big Mama Thornton with another song that Elvis later made pretty popular. But this is one of the few times where Elvis's version kind of pales in comparison to the original, because she kills this song,
she
man.
She totally nails it. That's her song. That's her version right there.
Yeah. Even Elvis couldn't take it away from her. That's Hound Dog by Big Mama Thornton from her record Ball and Chain. Great title.
Great, man.
And then Mr. Lloyd Price, the Pride of New Orleans, doing Lottie Miss Claudie. And we picked that up from his Greatest Hits, which we totally recommend. It's very, very good. And then another favorite of ours, a band that I'm sure had a bunch of switchblades on them at all times, Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps with a song called Cruisin'. And we pulled that from their self-titled debut record, Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps. And then we finish up there with Junior Parker doing Mystery Train from a collection of his called Little Junior Parker. Little Junior. Yeah, really
yeah.
Insulting the man. Come on.
Oh, right.
You really got to double down on that, huh? We get it. He's short. Little Junior Parker from a collection of his called Mr. Blues. Yeah, let's look it up. I bet he was not that short. Hold on.
No. I'm sure he was of a diminutive stature, but, you know, everybody had a gimmick. They had to sell his gimmick in one form or another, but man, he played the blues of a 7-footer. No doubt about that.
Hey, we'll give you that. The internet doesn't say.
Oh, well, but,
life and career opening line. He was tiny.
Okay. There you go.
No, I'm just joking. No, it doesn't say anything.
Oh, it doesn't say anything like that. Okay.
No. No, I think it was just, he probably just was a junior.
That's just his name. His name was just his gimmick, and he played.
Oh, yeah, look at this. Yeah, his birth name is Herman Parker Jr., also known as Little Junior Parker. Oh, yeah, it's just a nickname because he's Little Junior. Because there's Big Senior, Little Junior. Yeah, it's just a nickname. Okay.
What are you arguing with? What about your Parker brethren here? What are you arguing about this for?
I don't know. Call the Monopoly people.
They're the brothers. That's right.
Rose.
Oh my.
So anyway, goodness. Let's get back to the tunes, yes. And we're gonna get on with a great, 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 great song, and this is the Drifters with "Money, Honey." Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know the landlord rang my front door bell. I let him ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window and peeked through the blind and asked him to tell me what was on his mind. He said, "Mud, honey, yes, mud, honey." That I love best. I finally got my baby by about 3:30. She said, "I'd like to know what you want with me." I said, "Money, honey, money, honey, money, honey. If you wanna get along with me." She screamed and said, "What's wrong with you? Come
How could another man take my brother?
Nothing but a job. I done got hip heel jive. Old pick a knife, nothing but a jive. I done got hip heel jive. Sleeping out and sliding, peeping out and hiding. Be old fool no more. Ow! Your boo no more. Slipping and a sliding, peeping and a hiding. Been told a long time ago. Slipping and a sliding, peeping and a hiding. Been told a long time ago. I've been told, baby, you've been bold. I won't be your boo no more. Ow!
Several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
I am using radio voice. This is Balcony Radio.
We used to walk and to go out dancing. Now you look like a cat a prancing. I just stand looking at the floor while you swing out and they holler for more. I want to waltz, but I can't waltz without you. I'd be so blue. Well, you got a bop or you ain't happy till they play you something snappy. All you wanna do is go cat go. All I wanna do is slow down slow. I wanna waltz, but I can't waltz without you. I'd be so blue. Going when the music stops, you're puffing and a blowing. Looks like something's biting you when you cut loose on the bebop-a-loo. I wanna waltz, but I can't waltz without you. I'd be so blue. Well, you got a bop, or you ain't happy till they play you something snappy. All you wanna do is. All I wanna do is slow down slow. I wanna waltz, but I can't waltz without you. I'd be so blue.
Well, look at that, look at that, look. Look at that, ooh wee! Look at that, look at that, look at that, ooh wee! Ooh ah, ooh ah, ooh wee! Well, she's so fine, fine, fine. She's so fine, fine. She's so fine, and she's so. Fine.
fine, fine, fine. She's really sweet, the finest girl that you ever want to meet. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. See, the finest girl that you ever want to meet. Well, have you ever seen a girl for whom you'd soul you'd give, for whom you'd fight for, die for, pray to God? From her head to toe, I want the world to know. I love her, love her so. She's alright. She's alright. She's alright. She loves me about the day at night. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. See, the finest girl you ever want to meet. From a tree, I love her, need her. She means so much to me. She's alright. She's got what it takes. She's got what it takes. And with me, she really rates. Well, oh, now she's my cutie, my tutti frutti, my heart, my love, my bathing beauty. She's alright. She's got just what it takes. She's got what it takes. And with me, she really rates.
Mr. Jackie Wilson and Riet Petit. My goodness. You can't go wrong with Jackie Wilson. That is for sure.
Scott. It's Riet Petit.
Riet Petit. Oh, excuse me. I have to roll that R. Riet Petit. Oh, my goodness.
Riet
Petit. Whoa, Jackie Wilson. We saw him on the Ed Sullivan Show the other night. We saw a video of him when we were doing one of our other shows. And my goodness, the man can just burn it up whenever he
I just imagine. Singing that wearing a suit. He's wearing a suit while he's singing that somewhere.
Oof. Oh, my goodness. And killing it Classic. Every time. Wow, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Ah.
All right. Should I do it? Yeah, let me do it.
Go right ahead. Yes.
I have this new microphone that you, I'm enjoying speaking into.
You have the
new microphone. Windscreen.
Yeah. Okay, a windscreen.
It's got a windscreen, Scott.
I set it up for you. Remember that.
Yeah, thank you. Oh my gosh, this is. I had Scott coming to visit me since a little back behind the scenes action during the pandemic. I moved away from where the balcony is centrally located, so now we have two studios: Balcony Prime, and Balcony North.
Balcony and Prime and Balcony North. That's good. I like that. Okay.
So Scott came up to visit me in my rural area that I live in now. And when he was coming up, I made sure to buy that microphone several days before, so it was here when Scott was here. And I just handed you the box and said, "Here, you set it up." I haven't read anything about the microphone. I just know where the on and off buttons are. Like, I don't know nothing about it. This is I had an engineer in my house. I let him engineer.
We know wires and microphones and all the funny little toys.
Yeah, I haven't even touched it. I left it alone on the desk after you set it up. I haven't touched it. I haven't unplugged it. I haven't done anything to it. Okay. I shushed the cat away from it.
You shushed the cat away. Oh, poor Renzo. Okay, there he is running away.
Right there. Microphone, you little bastard.
Oh wow, that's right. All right.
Anyway, it sounds great. So thank you for setting this up. I'm sure I would have been able to, but I just didn't want to. And it's your fucking job, to be honest.
That's right. That's my job, man. I set up the mics,
it really is.
Pull the wires and say, "Sit down, I'll take care of it."
Yeah. And that's basically what happened. I chilled on the couch and was on my phone. Scott was fiddling with wires and things. I still haven't even looked behind at what the setup even looks like. I don't care. Just that works.
The one thing I think we have to work out is, well, we'll talk about that later. But anyway,
I don't care, Scott. I'm talent. You're the engineer. I'm talent. Right. All right. I don't need to know. I just need to know where the off button is and the on button is.
Yes, exactly. Do you want to read off what was in that last set there?
I just mentioned I'm talent. Of course I will.
Oh, of course.
So we started.
Talk, talent, talk.
We started with the Drifters doing Money Honey from their record On Stage.
Yeah.
We moved on to the first great rock and roll act of the early mid-50s, I guess, when he really broke through, Bill Haley and his Comets, from the immortal record Rock Around the Clock, which has aged very, very well for basically being the first rock and roll record.
It's basically it's a swing record, man. It's swing.
Guitar is not swing. That's a rock and roll. That's practically a surf guitar when they do the solo there. That's Mizzer Lou.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Very well.
It's a Dick Dale solo. It's just up and down the fretboard. Like, that is not swing guitar.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you on that one. Definitely.
But that, we played a song of theirs called Razzle Dazzle. And yeah, but they really are the connection between swing music and big band and rock and roll. Like, I mean, there's still a saxophone in their fucking band.
That's right. And it's an R&B band because they're just playing a four bar blues.
Yeah. They're basically a garage band with a really, really great front man. So
exactly.
Yeah. Who they've kind of been lost to time a little bit, Bill Haley. That's a bummer because I think they're super interesting because they are the first rock act that even before Chuck Berry to break through.
Yes, I think that's true. Their music, at least anyway, was in the movie that defined the teenage generation at the time, Blackboard Jungle.
In Blackboard Jungle, it's a great movie. It's such a good movie.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, oh yeah, many times. It's
really good.
Yes, it is. So there, Bill Haley's music is, yeah, I would agree, is the bridge between late 1940s big band music and early 1950s rock and roll music. So,
mm-hmm. Yep. And then we went on to Mr. Little Richard doing a song from his debut record, Here's Little Richard, a song called Slippin' and Sliding, in parentheses, Peeping and Hiding. just taking all the words on that one.
Time ago.
And then we moved on to a great song from her debut record, Wanda Jackson, with I Wanna Waltz, a song that in 2 minutes, she did like four different songs in 2 minutes. It was great.
Yes.
And there was a guitar solo.
That's right. How does that happen, man? Only Wanda Jackson could do that.
She did an entire like suite of songs in 2 minutes, and it was just great. And then we finished up there with Mr. Jackie Wilson doing Rite Petite from his record, He's So Fine. And
right on.
Do you want to do another set and then the plugs, or do you want to do them now?
Oh, might as well do the plugs now. And right. We got a lot more music to play, so we'll take care of it right now. And
mute myself.
There you go. He's muted. My goodness. You can still hear me, can't you?
Yep. Hello.
No?
No, bad idea. When I do that, I can't hear you.
Okay. You're still doodling around.
Whatever you said,
don't touch the microphone. The engineer says, don't touch the microphone.
Why is my microphone button connected to my headphone button, Scott?
I don't know. Because it's an on-off switch, I think, or something.
Whatever. Just lower my... Take me down.
You're down. Good night. See you. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, first off, the email address, balconyradio@gmail.com, balconyradio@gmail.com. You can send stuff, we'll reply, and so on and so forth. balconyradio@gmail.com. That, of course, leads right back to the website, balconyradio.com. Stuff happening there, like our stream going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, we play just about everything you have in our rock and roll selections and things of that nature. That's Monday through Friday, but on Saturdays and Sunday, we narrow things down to jazz. So you get jazz on the weekends to read with your whatever times you choose to read. Whatever literary choice of reading you have on the weekends, you can use Balcony Radio as your background soundtrack. How about that? Okay, so that's at balconyradio.com. You can also listen, you can subscribe first off. I'll first tell you that you can subscribe to our RSS feed. That, of course, gets you this show and two dozen other shows that we have circulating at balconyradio.com of covering various genres and tributes to various bands, and you can get your fill right there. Most of our shows are nesting comfortably there at balconyradio.com. We're still uploading them because of our terrorist attack from a couple of years ago, so we're still trying to get our act together on that. So be that as it may, they are coming back one by one, but there are current shows available there, and you can listen to those. And that's all at balconyradio.com. You can cruise around and see what's going on there. Check out the different links and so forth. You can also check us out on the social networking platforms. You can first check us out at Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio. At Balcony Radio. That is on Instagram. And we post albums and things like that that we have in our collection. And all kinds of fun little things there. That's at Instagram, which is really kind of a fun platform to work on, actually. And then we also work on Facebook, where we post all of our new shows. We are facebook.com/balconyradiofm. Just put in Balcony Radio and poof, there we are right in front of you. And so you can listen to, you can read stuff there. Like I said, we post all of our new shows on Facebook and articles about music and so forth. So you can check us out there. And we have a Twitter account that we don't use. It's called @BalconyRadio, which we have just so we can have it and nobody else can. So there you go. There is stuff happening at balconyradio.com. We are on the platforms of social media and networking and so forth. So check all that stuff out, would you please? Thank you very much. Are you back?
Yeah. Good. But really, stay away from that stupid Twitter account. Don't do that.
No.
Don't go there.
No, don't go there. To use a cliche, don't go there. So that's
right. Don't go there. Anywho, what we should do is head on back to the music. We're going to just move to someone that we were just mentioning offhandedly in the last set, Mr. Chuck Berry. Are we going to go ahead and say, is he the first guitar god? He's the first guitar hero, right? He's the first slinger that I could really think of. Yeah. Unless you want to be a real jerk and say Wes Montgomery or Django Reinhardt or something. But like this is where it really starts with your rock guitar, right? It's this guy.
The guy that got up and ran around the stage with the guitar around his neck and played the wild licks. Yeah, did
all that business, yeah.
I think he was the first guitar slinger, yeah. I think that would be a well.
Carl Perkins wasn't showy, really.
No, that's right. No, he wasn't. And Carl Perkins was one of those, he was kind of a sit-down guy. He was a sit-down guitar player.
Yeah.
Chuck was running around the stage.
Frenetic, I believe, is the word you're looking for, Scott.
Oh, frenetic. Yes. There you go. Frenetic. Thank you. Exactly. Shall we get frenetic then?
I know. I got away with
what's that? Oh, yeah. You're the literary wordsmith, aren't you?
I have multiple degrees. I got to show them off once in a while, buddy.
Thank you.
I got to whip them out.
Thank you. Just for that.
I have to brandish them. Sorry. I got to use a better word, brandish.
Just for that, I'm taking over this song. I'm telling them that this is one of your favorite artists. This is one of your favorite songs. It's Chuck Berry. This is called Rock and Roll Music. Thank you.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance. If you wanna dance with me, I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then
Dutchy folks, they had a jamboree, drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, don't care to hear them play a tango. I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano, so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
Mighty rockin', it was really great. I'm a real gone dad and I'm really straight. Real gone dad and I travel day and night. With my real gone rocket, I know everything's alright. When you see my rocket come pulling in, don't ask me where I'm going, just wonder where I've been. I'm a real gone dad, love the life I live. My real gone rocket, I sure get a wonderful trip. Play your horns in, man, blow! That great Northwestern, you can tell everybody there goes Mighty Jackie Preston. I'm a real gone daddy, love the life I live. My baby and I, we sure get a wonderful thrill. Long yellow streak, a ball of fire and smoke. That's my rocket pulling out, that's all she wrote. I'm long gone, baby, know the reason why. I'm long gone, baby, no time to say goodbye.
All my love in jail for you. Need your loving and I need it bad. Just like a dog when he's going mad. Ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee. Baby, won't you give your love to me? Any minute in money more. Told me didn't want me around no more. You let your dog bite me. More. Told me he didn't want me around no more. little dog bite me.
At Balcony Radio, we sometimes get asked the very difficult questions.
Is it true in America you guys have so many beautiful dogs in pounds that some get put down for no reason?
But we've always got the answer.
That is true, Sam. But it's also something a lot of female singer-songwriters are trying to change.
Keep listening to Balcony Radio and BalconyRadio.com.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the ooby-dooby. I'm just gonna be near ooby-dooby. When you wiggle to the left, you wiggle to the right, you do the ooby dooby with all your might. Ooby dooby, 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 dooby dooby. Yeah.
That's all right. You got to harmonize with those guys.
I still can't tell what he's saying. They call him Mr. White. What is it?
They often call him Speedo, but they also call me Mr. Earl.
Mr. Earl. I'd rather go by Speedo.
Okay. Very cool.
That's a better name than Earl. Earl.
Oh, it's all right. The Cadillacs.
Earl.
Speedo. A great big hit for the Cadillacs way back when. So was Ooby Dooby from Roy Orbison right before that. Those are two great songs back to back.
I couldn't help but sing along to both of them.
Great songs, man.
Except for the Mr. Earl part. Didn't know that part. But I still remembered all the words to Ooby Dooby. Very proud of myself.
Yes. But I think that's what he's saying. But you can call me Mr. Earl. I think that's what it is.
That's what I thought he was saying. I couldn't really, because he kind of swallows that last word there. It's very hard to tell what he's saying.
Yeah. I have to Google, right. Google the lyrics on that. Maybe you can find that out. But what are the lyrics to... Yeah. What are the lyrics to Speedo by the Cadillacs?
Yeah.
Anyway, while you're doing that, let's see what was in that last set. We started with Mr. Chuck Berry with his classic song, Rock and Roll Music, which is totally what we're getting into here on this oldies show. It's just too incredible for words. Oh, and he created it, like we said, he was the first guitar slinger out there who ran up and down the stage with an electric guitar playing wild, crazy licks. That everybody seems to remember.
He's the first guy that other guitar players wanted to be, right? That's probably the way to think of it. He's the first guy that you really wanted to copy.
As far as popularity and style and all of that, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's the first guy who you think, well, that's a style. It's that guy.
Yeah, I want to rock up and down
Buddy
the stage.
Buddy Holly makes that too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, Buddy Holly was, he was different. He was a different type. Well, I guess you could play it. He was a...
He played lead on all those songs, so
exactly, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Chuck Berry kind of wild it up, I guess. But so there he is with Rock and Roll Music, and then right after that, Mr. Jackie Brinston and his Delta Cats, one of the early rock and rollers. He's the man that started it with Rocket 88. This was his follow up song, My Real Gone Rocket, which came out about
the same song.
It's the same
it's the
song.
Same song.
It's probably the B side, but at any rate, that's.
I recorded it. That's later in the afternoon. Yeah.
Exactly. So that was taken from the collection, The Chess Story, 1947 to 1956. So you could peg that song probably about 1950. It's probably before, you know, our little foray here, but still.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Jackie Brinston was one of the originators of rock and roll with Rocket 88. It started it right there. And then right after that, we have Mr. Fats Domino stepping in with I'm in Love Again from his collection Fats Domino Swings. And that's a great one. Any Fats Domino song you touch down on, it's just going to be amazing. And that's no exception to this song. I'm in Love Again was the name of it. And then right after that, Mr. Roy Orbison with Ooby Dooby, his great top, great number one song.
Wow.
Good stuff. From Mr. Roy Orbison, Ooby Dooby. And then the Cadillacs right after that with Speedo. And because we're getting into the big songs now. We're getting into the rock songs. I kind of programmed this to make it sound like you were kind of walking down the street and listening to the various houses and hearing one or two or three different audio selections emanating from the various houses on the block. So
that's right. On the way home after school, right? That's it. And it's everyone going home and playing their 75s in their bedrooms when they get home.
Their 78s? Yes, exactly.
78, sorry. That's right. Sorry, I'm not old enough to remember what they actually are.
Oh,
Scott.
Yeah, no. You have to talk to an old moldy guy like me to find out the exact speed of those things. There were a lot of 78s. In fact, one of the songs that we played a little earlier on this that sounded just like... it was poorly mastered.
Yeah, you were saying that to me after treating messages. I couldn't tell if it was badly recorded or, like you said, they just played there's no digital version. They probably just digitized an old 78. There are a couple of them that sounded like that we played tonight.
Yeah, I can't remember which one it was, but if you listen closely on the headphones, you can hear like...
You can kind of tell. Yeah, right. There's some hiss on the older tracks.
A little hiss on there, but That's the authenticity of it. That's like the marks in leather that assures the authenticity.
It's the patina, man. It's the age on it.
It's the patina. Yeah, exactly. So we're going to hit some age here. What are we going to do now?
We're going to get into some serious music in the next set, some real heavy hitters, but we're starting with a song that has a real interesting place in the history of rock. You know the story with the Beatles in the song, correct, Scott?
No, why don't you enlighten me?
Oh, listen. Oh, here, let me mansplain the Beatles to you. So there's this band from England.
I know that band. I know that. I think I've heard of that band. What's the 20-flight rock story?
The earliest version of the Beatles was called the Quarrymen. That's the high school version of the Beatles. And the original member of the Quarrymen was John Lennon. And when he needed somebody else to play guitar in his band, he had an open audition for some people. And one of the people that auditioned was a guy named Paul McCartney from the neighborhood. And this is the song that Paul McCartney auditioned for the Beatles with. He auditioned for the Quarrymen to join the band. And Paul McCartney did the song 20 Flight Rock by Eddie Cochran, and by all accounts, did it well enough for John Lennon to say, yeah, you're all right.
And the rest is history.
That'll do, mate. That'll do. You're in the band.
All right.
So here's 20 Flight Rock. This is a great song. Check it out.
Ooh, well, I gotta get with a record machine when it comes to rockin'. She's a queen. We'll have to dance on a Saturday night. I'll hold a loom where I can hold a time. But she lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevators are broken down. So I walk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Up on the 12th, I'm suddenly dragged. 15th floor, I'm ready to sack. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Well, she called me up on the telephone. Said, come on over, honey, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with a aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away. So I walked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th to 4, I'm ready to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Sent to Chicago for repairs. Till it's a fix, I'm using the stairs. Hope to hurry before it's too late. I love my baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. I find my corpse draped over a rail. But I climb 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th to 4, I'm ready to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock.
You love me, it's out of use. Where there's music, wonder how far. Where there's heaven, it's where you are. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, still my heart, how high the moon.
Until you will, I'm still my heart. have reconsidered all those things I said I'd do. So now I'm changing all those changes that I made when I left you. Sweetheart, I'm changing all those changes that I made when I left you. Because I made those changes when I thought you were untrue. But now you're gone, I found I'm wrong. There's nothing I can do except to change up all those changes that I made when I left you. I just left without a care, and now I know you're gone, and I can't find you anywhere. I should have reconsidered all those things I said I'd do. So now I'm changing all those changes that I made when I left you. I should have reconsidered all those things I said I'd do. So now I'm changing all those changes that I made when I left you.
Doo-bop-sy-doo, boom-ba-boom-boom-boom. Doo-bop-sy-doo, boom-ba-boom-boom-boom.
I'll always want you, because my heart is true. Come closer, and I'll tell you all the ABCs.
Some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they calling me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. I woke up last night, 4:30, 15 women knocking at my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Went out last night, mean to stay late. For home I had 19 dates. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Up last night, 4:30, 15 women knocking at my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
Oh, yeah.
And we're back.
Back with more. Yes. Isn't that fun?
So that was a great set. I love that Carl Perkins song that we finished up there. That was a one that later the Beatles pretty much took as their own. There's a great version that the Beatles do, though, with George Harrison doing lead vocals on that. And whenever I hear that song, I think of the Beatles for some reason and not Carl.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They played it throughout their career and in just about every concert they did.
Yeah. And it's on a couple of their live records, too. But anyway, let's see what we played in that set. We started with Mr. Eddie Cochran, one of the few early singer-songwriters in rock and roll. Like we were talking off-air, not a lot of the 50s rock and rollers wrote their own material. There tended to be a lot of professional songwriters out there or people that sold songs.
Right.
And so there's only a handful of people that I could think off the top of my head who were like singers, who were like what you would call traditional singer-songwriters. And Eddie was one, Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry. Who am I forgetting? There's another one. Carl Perkins is another one.
Yeah, there were
Hank Williams.
No, they're pretty much wrote
There's
their own
a
songs.
Lot.
They're not a lot back in those days. There wasn't the singer-songwriter, as it were.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing is a lot of the rock and rollers didn't get to pick their songs either. They were kind of told what to sing.
Mostly. They were handed songs by professional writers. So,
yeah. So getting to write your own material, big deal back then. So way to go, Eddie Cochran, who, ooh, as we discussed off air, is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
yep,
rightfully so.
Yes, yes.
And we've moved on to one of the early innovators, Mr. Les Paul and Ms. Mary Ford, who at the time were a married couple when they put out this record, How High the Moon. And for music nerds out there who are well aware, Les is one of the biggest innovators in the history of music, I guess we could say.
Yes, yes. He taught everybody how to record the electric guitar.
And he invented the electric guitar.
And he invented
too.
The electric guitar, how to play it and record it. Yes,
there's that thing too, and that was
that's
their
like
big
the guy who invented fire. He invented fire, how to make it and how to use it.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, here, you rub these sticks together, and then eventually you learn how to put chicken on it. It's great.
That's right, exactly. Or dinosaur.
We played their song How High the Moon, which is a monster hit for them in the early 50s. And that was from their record, The Hitmakers. And then moved on to the aforementioned Buddy Holly, one of the early geniuses of rock and roll, one of the great singer-songwriters still ever of all of rock. He's so great and
all
wrote
time.
So many songs for, mm-hmm, somebody who passed away so young.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of his best, one of his better singles. I'm going to say I really like this one, Changing All Those Changes. And that's from his great record, That'll Be the Day, which has a bajillion hits on it. It's so great.
Every song is a 45.
It's all songs you know. And then we moved on to Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers with the ABCs of Love. That's a great tune from the best of Frankie Lyman, which I cannot recommend enough if you really want to get some stuff done around the house. That is some good dishwashing music.
Yes, some good move-in music, exactly.
Yeah, it is. And they fish up there with Mr. Carl Perkins doing Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby from his great, greatly titled record, The Dance Album. because there is no slow songs on that one. It is all rug cutting.
Oh, yeah.
All bangers, that one.
All bangers, as they say. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is great, man. This is some great music. You picked some great oldies as usual, Anthony. Good stuff.
Thank you very much. It was so much fun to pick 26 songs that fill up a whole hour of time.
you filled my request quite admirably. When I said pick stuff between 51 and 59, you said, done.
Done.
It was done like 3 seconds before it came out of my mouth. So
this is one of those times it's so easy to pick songs for the show because it's just like, oh, I like this person, I like that person. Which one?
Exactly.
It's literally fish in a barrel, man, because there's so much great material. And just and so many of these people that don't get played anymore, and it's just a real bummer. And even with how great they are, like the guy who's starting up our final set here, is he the biggest star ever in rock? Maybe he's way up there.
He's way up there.
Hardly hear him on the radio anymore. Do not know why. It's a real bummer.
Because there are no real oldies stations anymore.
No.
The classics don't even touch this material, yeah. And even the oldies.
Where are you going to get your James Brown fix? Where, Scott? Balcony Radio. That's where.
That's the only place. The only place. And we got some James Brown right now called I Feel That Old Feeling Coming On.
Just tease, don't call my name. through. A goodbye to you. Don't call my name. Things ain't the same. And if you call my name, you'll be calling in vain.
Around with hearts pacing at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool all night.
She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. Hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Coming, I'm gonna walk right down the
kiss me, will kiss me all night. Well, little girl, just hold me so tight. Just kiss, kiss, baby, kiss me oh so fine. Man, your lips just taste, they just taste like one. Well, now, little girl, where you gonna rock all night? Well, I want you to hold so fine. My baby, just your lips like one. Well, now, just song. Oh, oh, little baby. Oh, oh, baby. Oh, oh, baby.
Yes, Mr. Ritchie Valens. And Rockin' All Night Long. Rockin' All Night was the name of that one. And that wraps up this edition of I Remember That, episode 17, Rockin' and Rollin'. And we can all, we can applaud at the same time. I can hear your applause. I can, you can hear mine.
I know. Look at that. It almost sounds coordinated now.
Yeah, it's actually, actually great audio is now coming through on the program now.
It's about time.
Mostly great audio anyway.
Anyway, why don't you read off what we played in that last set, please, man?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Yes, yes, sir. We started out with the hardest working man in show business, Mr. James Brown, with one of his one of his really, really early hits, I Feel That Old Feeling Coming On, from a record called Please, Please, Please.
Throw it on him, Scott.
Oh, it's on. It's right on and done. That's on.
And then he kicks it off, and then you gotta leave the stage, man.
That's right. Throw on the cape. Oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, it's got to be more. The hardest working man, Mr. James Brown. That's right. There you go. I Feel That Old Feeling Coming On was the name of that song. Nobody can work as hard as James Brown and can even describe the moment that he works. It's just impossible. No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mick Jagger only wishes.
He wishes. He carries James Brown's socks. There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, right after that, we have Mr. Bobby Darin, and he was swinging around here with a song called Don't Call My Name, and a great underrated talent, Mr. Darin. He's faded, unfortunately, from the limelight, and he deserves far more recognition. And so that was...
Did the microphone pick that up?
I'm sorry?
Did the microphone pick that up?
It did, actually. That little bubbly noise, that was kind of cute. Yeah, and so that was Don't Call My Name. And then we have Ricky Nelson and his big, big smash-a-rooney hit, Poor Little Fool, a great, great song. That's actually, that's probably my favorite Ricky Nelson song of all.
Really? That's that one?
Yes, that's a really great one because it actually kind of sets the tone for everything that comes after it. So it's actually really kind of
it's hard to pick a favorite. There's so many great Rick Nelsons, Rick or Ricky, whatever you prefer. And Mr. Nelson put out so much great material.
That's right.
When he first came out as a singles artist, it's hard to pick a favorite. Yeah, but that one's up there, man. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I love that Hello Mary Lou song. I think I'd go with Hello Mary Lou still.
Okay. All right, that's a good one.
Sorry, it's just a great song.
I know. I agree with you. I totally agree. It is a great song. But Poor Little Fool kind of does it for me. So there you go. Nice little country twang on that one. That was kind of nice. And then we moved on to the Coasters and their big hit Searchin' with some really great lyrics in there. I know a lot of people that are under the age of 50 would not recognize most of the references. Oh dear God, wouldn't recognize most of the references that were made in the Searchin' song by the Coasters, including things like Searchin' like Bulldog Drummond and a few other detectives that get mentioned in there.
That song needs to come with footnotes now.
Yeah, really, footnotes and cliff notes.
I don't have those references.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I could. There's Bulldog Drummond was a great old time radio show, and they reference a few other detectives in there. Sam Spade gets referenced, and
yeah, that one I know.
That's pretty cool. So
I know all the ones that Humphrey Bogart played are the ones I know.
That's right. So the Coasters with Search in there. And then we finished up there with Mr. Richie Valens and Rockin' All Night, which is what we have been doing here on I Remember That, episode 17, Atomic Days, 51 to 59. Wow, that was great stuff, man. Some really good stuff. Let us know what you think at balconyradio@gmail.com. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Be our friends on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Is it follow on Instagram? Check us out on Instagram. Look at our cool pictures on Instagram.
I think it is follow.
Yeah, follow us there. Don't bother following us on Twitter. Send us an email. Stay 6 feet, 6 to 8 to 12 feet apart from everyone. How many? Just stay like a furlong.
Furlong. That works.
Is that what we're up to? Yeah. Why don't you just stay in your corner of the room and I'll stay in my corner of the room. And then we're going to be okay.
I think, well, we don't need to give this warning too much often. I think things are kind of normalizing,
yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, but still, why don't you wear two masks, please?
Two masks. And
wash your goddamn hands. All right.
Wash every part of your body.
Yeah, seriously. With warm water for 30 seconds. Please.
Not too difficult. For all of them. Yeah. All right. We're getting out of here. We got to go. So we are going to leave you with... the great Everly Brothers, and we just lost Don Everly not too long ago, or was it Phil?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think it was Phil.
Phil was the last one, just passed away.
Yeah, so that's both of them, right? They're both gone now?
They are both deceased, unfortunately.
One of them passed away a long time. I don't remember which is which, because I know one of them passed away a while ago.
Yeah.
And then one of them within the last 3 months, I want to say. 6 months maybe passed away?
Less than that. I think the last 2 months, actually.
Was it that recently?
From the time of this recording.
Was it in 2022 that he passed away?
Yes.
I think it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Wow. We should have been armed with that knowledge. But, you know, what are we? What are we, broadcasters? No. So,
anyway,
what is this, a radio show?
Nah. We're going to get out with the Everly Brothers. We're going to play Bye Bye Love. So we're saying bye bye. Thanks for listening.
Get out now. Bye.
Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye from romance that might have been. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. We'll be right back.
Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The Guard.
Timothy Hawk.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of an nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony,